Praise the Lord.
Thank you, brother. Thank you, congregation. I am so honored and privileged to stand here before this congregation to share a message on Mother's Day. A special appreciation to our mother for what they did. We are the reflection of what they start in our life. And my mom used to say, if you are somebody and you lost your mom at an early age, it's like a snake has bite you. So your whole life, you will be mean to people, you will be nasty. Only by God's grace can change the course of your life and make something good out of it. So if you are here today, somebody has made the decision that I'm going to bring life in this world. If my mom was a pro-choice, I can guarantee that I won't be here today. And before I start, I want to thank the whole congregation, especially the Swazil family, and all of you, each one of you, for this opportunity. Because I come from a big family, but this is my biggest family. And I thank God for that. Thank you, Jesus. And again, happy Mother's Day, and happy Mother's to every mother-to-be. God bless you. The job is not easy. It's not. Even though Adam and Eve, they have a good parent, God, but they went into rebellion. But God is good all the time. So if your child is giving you a hard time, just keep on doing the right thing. The time is coming, and all your work will show. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Like I say, it's a privilege for me to stand before you to share this message. First of all, I want to thank all the mothers for seizing this opportunity to bring life. It's a command. And God gives us a command to go and multiply. But some people, they use this command a different way. Maybe because they are selfish. Like last week, I talked with one of my friends. He said money is not his issue, but they are one boy and then one girl. They don't want to have family at all. They decide that they won't bring any child. But money is not their issue. So God give us this opportunity to bring life. And it is a mystery. It's a real mystery that God give to ladies to bring forth life. For 7 months to 9 months, we work on the child, and after 9 months, you deliver the baby. It's a mystery. In the book of Genesis, chapter 1, at the very beginning, chapter 1, verse 26, God said, "Let make man in our image, according to our likeness." God created man in his own image. Male and female, he created them. So at the very beginning, we see that we have male, we have female. And in the chapter 3, verse 20, it was said, and Adam called his wife Eve. And Eve, that means mother of all living. She is mother of all living. Without our mom, no one of us will be here. So they did a wonderful job. A job that nobody can reward. Only God who sees in secret will reward you. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 3, verse 19, God said, I call heaven and earth as witnesses today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life that both you and your descendants may live. The message today is about love. And Jesus himself said in John chapter 15, verse 13, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down one's life for his friend. I know that in Africa where I'm from, a lot of mothers lose their life by delivering another life. In America here, we are blessed. We don't have those kind of issues. But in Africa, it still that happen a lot. So, we need to really appreciate the sacrifice that our mother did for us. And Jesus Christ himself, he sacrificed himself for us. So we might live. And he might live through us and bear fruit. And the book of John continues, say, in verse 16, you didn't choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. And that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. Verse 17. This thing I command you, that you love one another. It's all about love. And it's a command. Our mothers hear that message, hear that comment, and they put it into application. They obey. And God bless them tremendously. And we are all the fruit of the command that was put into application. As an illustration to this, I myself, I'm very blessed. You just hear the testimony of a blessing. I have in my life 6 women that bless me a lot. First of all, my mom, her name is Frida. She is the one who teach me a lot of things when I was little. And I vividly remember, she teach me about the tithe. And she makes sure that every Sunday I make it to church. And I have four sisters and five brothers. So my family is a big family of 12. I have 11 siblings, and I am number 11. So I am so blessed. And the last woman, not the least, is my wife. Since we were embarked on this journey called family life, she saw me with a blessing, with care. She's my support. And if I fall down, she's the one who picked me up. And she helped me to be close to my God, to know Him, to experience Him. Jackie, she's a real mother. And like each one of you, all the mother here, I'm so grateful and I'm so thankful that God put something in you, something that helped you to make a difference in the life of the humanity. And talking about this congregation, a special mention to Mama Linda Switzer, because we see this church. Without Mama Linda, I don't think so Father Thelo will do it. And also, Mama Sylvia Switzer. She's so wonderful. Sometimes she's present here, but you don't see what she's doing. But I know deep down that she's doing something good behind the scene. So our pastor, Pastor Dan, can look good and make the best decision. So special thanks to them. Brother and sister, it's good to have a mother. It's better to have a grandmother too in the house. So you see how God is working from the old generation to the through the new generation. And the Bible says in the book of Proverbs 31, who can find a virtuous, let me get it. Yeah, Proverbs 31. The title here is The Virtuous Wife. Who can find a virtuous wife? For her worth is far above rubies. The heart of her husband safely trusts her. So she will have no lack of gain. She does him good and not evil. All the day of her life, she seeks wool and flax, and willingly work with her hands. I love this poem written by Solomon to give us the description of the virtuous woman. We all need a virtuous woman in our life. All of us. And that continue. she extends her hands to the poor. Verse 20. Yes, she reached out her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of snow for her household. For all her household is clothed with scarlet. She makes tapestry for herself. Her clothing is fine linen and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. When he sits among the elders of the land, she makes linen garments and sells them and supplies sashes for the merchant. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness. She watched over the way of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children raise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praised her. Many daughters have done well, but you excel them all. Charm is deceitful, and beauty is passing. But a woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hand, and let her own work praise her in the gates. Hallelujah. That's a beautiful poem from Solomon. And we know very well the circumstances when Solomon became the king after his father. That when David was old, Adonijah proclaimed himself the new king. And when Solomon's mom, Queen Bathsheba, heard the news, she went to David, to the palace, and talked to David, and told him that he vowed that after him, King David, Solomon's supposed to be the next king. If Solomon's mom didn't step up that day, the story of the kingdom of Israel and Judah should be different that day. So we all see the role that a mom can play in our society. That's very important. Our mom, they play a big role. And if the family is sustained, if the family is flourishing, a special mention needs to be done to the mom for their role. I know that most of the time, the father, they are there for discipline, to administer discipline to the children, but mom, their position is 24 hours a day. They make sure that everybody is well fed, everybody is doing what they're supposed to do, and the household is running smoothly. So special thanks to our mom for the job that they have done. Parenting never ending till you die. And it's not an easy job. But if you trust the Lord, if you commit your life in the hand of God, you trust Him, you obey His commandment, He will always be on your side. Even though it's tough, He will be there to support you and to make sure that the plan that He has for your life, right, the plan that He has for the life of each one of the family, this plan shall come to pass. This is the message that I have to share with you today on Mother's Day. Mom, they are a blessing. And what they are doing, maybe today, you don't see it, you don't see that fully, but later on, everything will show. And God, who is in heaven and who sees everything in secret, will reward each one of you for the noble work that you decide to do in the life of your family and in the life of the society. I thank you, and I thank each one of you for this opportunity. May God bless you richly, and may God lead you in that walk, in that journey that is called life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this opportunity. In your mighty name, I pray. Amen.